Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen here of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. I know at the beginning of the 2020 season I said I was going to make these things a little bit more commonplace, but as we know, 2020 has not been a common year, so kind of got out of the groove as a lot of things to do with racing got out of the groove there for a while, but hopefully we can get back going with this and seeing a whole lot more racing as we have seen for over the past month or two, now that things are hopefully trending back toward normal now. But in this edition of Rich's Ramblings, I'm going to talk about one of my very favorite times of the year, one of my very favorite happenings of the year, and that's the 2020 Shaver's Oil Southern Nationals. I'm going to do a little preview here. This has always been a time that I've looked forward to every racing season, and this year is no different. As a matter of fact, this year it looks like we even have a more exciting time in store than is normally the case with Ray Cook's series. Ray always does an outstanding job, he and his team, of putting this thing together, officiating it, carrying it out, and have no reason to believe that this year will be any different from that. So, like I said, it's always a favorite time of the year for me, as I get to see a whole lot of racing in a relatively short amount of time. And this year, as a matter of fact, there's going to be 12 races over the span of, I believe it's 16 days. They're going to be racing in four different states on 12 different tracks, of course. During the time, we got some new tracks mixed in. We got some tracks that have become very familiar on the Southern National Series as well. But one great thing about this is in this crazy coronavirus-infected year, the Southern Nationals will bring back a sort of a sense of normalcy. You know, the races that we have been seeing have kind of been makeshift put together, which I really applaud all the different series, the national tours, the regional tours, and even the local tracks for being able to put things together hurriedly as they've had to do, running sometimes with no fans or limited numbers of fans, and still being able to pull it off. So I appreciate everybody's efforts there. But in this case with the Southern Nationals, it looks like we're going to be closer to normal than maybe we have been in 2 or 3 months. So that's something for us to look forward to. Like I said, there are 12 races this year, which is a little bit of an expansion. The past 3 years, I believe it is, they've run 11 races, and going further back than that, it used to be a 10-race series. So Mr. Cook keeps expanding things, and something I believe the racers will be excited about in this season is out of those 12 races, six of them, fully half the races, are going to pay $10,000 to win. So that'll be great for the competitors. It'll be great for the fans because you know you're going to get great car counts, and you're going to get some of the top drivers around the area, maybe even some of the national drivers dropping in, depending on the scheduling of other events. But this looks to be an exciting time. And one thing I really like about this, when you've got this short amount of time with this much racing going on, is you get a really nice variety of tracks mixed in. Like, for example, this year they're going to race at Smoky Mountain Speedway in Maryville, Tennessee, with Raceway up in Virginia, and Volunteer Speedway in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. And those tracks are kind of, you know, big, open, kind of wide open, fast tracks. So if you're into speed, high speed, you're going to get it at those places. So it's going to help out drivers who like that kind of style, who like that kind of racing. But then you have some tighter tracks that maybe could put more of a premium on handling than on horsepower. You got like 411 Speedway here in Seymour, Tennessee. You got the Tazewell Speedway, Ray's own Tri-County Racetrack over in Brasstown, North Carolina, Screven Motor Speedway down in Georgia, Crossville Speedway, which is up in Middle Tennessee. Those tracks tend to be a little bit tighter, a little bit more demanding on setup. So it'll be interesting to see what drivers are able to adapt from the big wide open places like a Smoky Mountain or a Wythe or a Volunteer to the little bit smaller, more kind of bull ringish, a little tighter, a little more demanding. So who can best fit both of those types of tracks. What teams can have the best setups? What drivers can have the best driving style? Then you have a couple other instances. You got Sonoya Raceway down in Georgia, and that thing's just a whole different animal with that that whitish gumbo clay that they'll be racing on there. And that track really favors familiarity. I've noticed in watching results that come in from there, guys who have raced there frequently tend to do well there. So as you have a traveling series coming in such as this, those guys who race there frequently, like say a Michael Page or Clint Cat Daddy Smith or someone like that, who may just jump into the series for a race or two, they may have a nice advantage at Sonoya. So we'll see what happens when they get to that gumbo clay down there. And then you got three new tracks, which is always nice to mix in new tracks in a series such as this, because it's really going to put the drivers and the teams to the test. You got I-75 down near Sweetwater, Tennessee, and Needmore and Cochran, both in Georgia. So this series, if it all gets to play out, hopefully it will, hopefully weather will allow it all to play out, this series is really going to put some guys to the test. And, of course, not only is the driving style going to be tested and the setups and all that, but, of course, when you're in the heat of summer in the South and, you know, places like Georgia and Tennessee, the Carolinas, you know, mistakes are going to be amplified because of the heat and just the difficulty of doing what you've got to do to win races. So this is just such a great test for all aspects of racing, not just who can go the fastest for one particular night, but you got to carry that out over 12 different nights to be able to win this championship. And the driver lineup for this year looks really solid. Maybe you've seen it. Chris Tilley has been keeping everybody updated on his Facebook page. As a matter of fact, I participated in a kind of a roundtable discussion on Chris Tilley's Facebook page about the upcoming Southern Nationals. So you might want to go in there and look him up on that site and see what everyone had to say. But you've got Brandon Overton, who's a former champion of this series. You know that's going to be a guy who's going to win some races. If he runs all 12 of these races, you know he's going to win some. He's one of the top drivers in the country. He has been all year. I'm a voter in the Dirt on Dirt Top 25 poll, and it seems like every week we're just kind of looking to see between he, Jimmy Owens, and Brandon Shepherd, who's had the best week, and whichever one it is seems to wind up at number one in that poll, and Overton's been up there a couple of times. And you got guys who are kind of veterans at this series. They know what it's going to take to run this entire thing, like Donald McIntosh, for example. He's been a regular participant on the Southern Nationals for a while now, come close to winning it a couple of times. He has won the Spring Nationals, Ray Cook's early season series. He's won that a couple of times. So McIntosh, that Blunt Motorsports team, David Bryant, turning the wrenches there, they'll be tough. Another guy to watch out for, I think, in this series will be Kyle Strickler. Strickler won that Dirt Late Model Stream race up at Eldora a few weeks ago, that preliminary race there, and you can just see the confidence building from that time. You know, he'd won other races before, but with such a stacked field that they had up at Eldora, and him able to win that, Strickler really gaining some confidence, and he has indicated that he plans to run this entire series, so not be surprised at all to see him wind up in victory lane. A guy last year who did really well, as a matter of fact, he came in second in the series, Jake Knowles, will be running again in 2020. And, you know, last year, very steady performance. He got a win along the way. If he shows that kind of steady consistency again, he'll certainly be a factor when all the points are tallied up in the last race at Tazewell. And then we got an intriguing new addition to the series, or kind of maybe a little bit unexpected, since Chris Madden parted ways with Scott Blomquist Racing a couple of weeks ago. He has now joined forces with Tyler Millwood, and they're going to run a team effort at the Southern Nationals this year. And of course, Madden, the five-time champion on the Southern Nationals Tour, he knows what he's doing. in the Schaefer's Oil Southern Nationals. So he'll be a guy to certainly watch. He's the all-time winningest driver in the Southern Nationals. I believe he's won 24 features over the course of his career to go along with those five championships. So certainly look out for Chris Madden. And, you know, he'll be tutoring Tyler Millwood along the way. Millwood, an up-and-coming younger driver. They'll be in Rocket XR1 chassis, so they'll be very tough to look out for as well. So they'll certainly offer a great challenge to the other guys who are in there. As is always the case when you're running in midsummer, weather's going to play a role. And, you know, the heat's going to be a factor, like I mentioned earlier. You get those late-day thunderstorms to come up once in a while, which could test the patience of the promoters, the track owners, the competitors, the fans, everybody. If those late thunderstorms come at the right time of day, if any of these races wind up getting canceled, every cancellation, of course, puts more of a premium on the points that you've accumulated throughout the series. So if you've dropped the ball somewhere along the way, if one of your early races you had a failure of some kind and finished way back, and then you get later races that get canceled because of weather, you have less time to make up for what you fumbled earlier. So that's something that always plays a role in it. Well, if I'm going to make a prediction out of this whole thing, as I said earlier, I think Brandon Overton's going to win several races, and Overton really has that way of winning big races. So those $10,000 to win races, I would look for the Wells Motorsports team to be right up there in the mix and all of those, because, like I said, he just seems to have a way of when the purse comes up with five figures, he seems to have a way of being right there in the mix. So he'll certainly be in it. Madden, of course, will be in it. And the other guys I talked about, McIntosh, Strickler, and Oles, they'll all play a factor as well in this series. But I'm predicting Overton will win the most races. And I've kind of gone back and forth who will win the championship overall. And, you know, sometimes I think it's Overton. And he has had a bit of inconsistency this year. He has 9 DNFs to go along with the 9 feature wins that he's gotten. You know, Madden's going to be there. He's going to be in the mix. McIntosh knows what it takes to do well in this thing. Strickler, Knowles, like I already mentioned. But I'm going to go ahead and say that I'll pick Overton to win the championship as well. He won it last year, so it could be 2 in a row for the driver out of Georgia coming up this year. But anyway, always something great to look forward to. Thanks again to Ray Cook, to Chris Tilley, to everybody who does so much work to put this series together. I look forward to it every year. But the Southern Nationals coming up here over the next couple of weeks will be playing out. There'll be stories aplenty on InsideDirtRacing.com throughout that time span, as well as always some NASCAR and pavement stuff on InsideCircleTrack.com. So you can always check that out as well. Thanks for giving us a listen. Hope you have a great evening or afternoon, whatever time of day you happen to be listening to this. And we will catch you next time with another edition of Rich's Ramblings.